understand the human fascination with their kind now. All the stories. Am I being hypnotized? I can't stop staring. Oh, I love it when they move. Hello, gorgeous one. You can't see me, but I've been waiting for you. That's it. Come closer to me. Move further into the clearing. These woods are lovely, dark, and deep. The sun can't hurt you here. I want to see your glowing eyes grow wide when you stumble into my trap. You're hungry, aren't you? You are a vampire. Rumor of a legendary treasure has taken you deep into a hidden forest. The tree trunks look like towering, twisted ropes, curving everywhere but up. A blue fog curls around your boots, rolling over each footprint you leave behind. You have seen no animals, but you've heard them rustling in the bushes. The owl calls sound like a warning. The woods are so dark, you don't know how long until sunrise, or if it's already happened. It feels so novel for you, not knowing the time and walking in the woods. Still, there is an itch in your throat and an ache in your jaw, a hunger that courses through you, growing stronger with every step you take. Then you smell it. Fresh, warm blood, coppery and rich. The scent leads you through the woods better than a map could, your feet moving so quickly they leave the dirt undisturbed. You stop when you come upon a darkened clearing, no bigger than a bedroom. And there, on the forest floor, is a human bleeding through their traveling clothes. The perfect meal. You step into the clearing, and the trees surround you like gnarled soldiers, blocking the way out. The human traveler vanishes. And somehow, your dead blood runs cold. There is a puff of air against the shell of your pointed ear, and you hear a ghostly voice. You didn't think it would be that easy, did you? Everything in my forest answers to me. Even cute vampires. Oh, you know what I am. Our kind doesn't meet often. Don't your kin inhabit cities and towns? Well, say it then, if you're so sure. Name me, and I'll give you your supper, fanged one. Ah, spirit of the woods. You are correct. Here's your quivering human meal. Enjoy. Could watch you eat forever. That was brutal and beautiful. Such fangs. Why do you hide your nature in human trappings? Boots and capes and pocket watches. You are a predator. Such trinkets are below you. Or maybe I'm just saying you'd look better naked. Oh, you're a hunter. That is a human word. I'm sorry. Did a stray leaf brush your cold cheek? That was me. I couldn't resist. I love the color of your skin. It's so pretty. Where is the treasure? You'll have to be more specific, lovely one. I treasure the amber-covered tree trunks and patches of wild raspberries. But I'm sure that's not what you're after. Right? What is it? Are you looking for a new coat to hide yourself in? Some golden trinket laced with magic, hidden in a glowing chest? A red envelope. Now that is an odd thing to treasure. What does it do? You write a secret on the letter inside, and then no one will ever know it. That is old magic. I'm impressed you know of it. Oh, don't mind the wind in your hair, sweet vampire. I just wanted to know the feel of it. The texture. But what secrets do you have? You can tell me. You don't know it yet, but we're going to become very... What would you write on this letter? You would write that you're a vampire. Oh, darling. That isn't a secret. That is your nature. No magic can hide it. Not even the power of the gods can. Do you think yourself cursed, then? Interesting. The bushes are getting closer. The trees seem bigger. Am I making you feel crowded? Or small? Just the two of us, alone in my woods? You're standing so still. Are you afraid? Oh, you're too late. The trap was sprung ages ago, lovely one. But that means you can relax. Yeah, there's no sense struggling against fate. You can never leave now. You're mine. And we're just getting started. Oh, I know. They say that being aggressive for attention is no way to win a heart. But I'm not some love-struck girl, brimming with the stupidity of youth. I'm older than you, sweet vampire. How does that make you feel? Did your eyes just narrow at me? Are you in denial about your situation? Don't worry. I'll take good care of you. Of course I can feed you. I lord over the cycle of life and death for the entire forest. One vampire isn't going to change anything. I hope I didn't hurt your ego with that remark. Oh. You romanticize the humans so much. I think it's because they are your origin. Your kind either hates them and treats them like cattle, or they adore them and weep with each feeding. Well, have you ever considered putting less importance on them? You could just see them as another creature who walks the earth, you know. Being indifferent to humanity is easy. I suggest you try it. But I adore your youthful passion. You must be what, 300 years old? You're so innocent, so impatient, but I'm endeared to you for it. I miss being that age. I'm very self-aware for a spirit. Well, you can't be honest with yourself without extending that honesty to others. I'm emotional, though. I latch on to the things I care about and don't let go. Oh, shh. I have more honesty for you. I like how you're just a tiny bit helpless. That you need me now that I have you. That I can take care of you. I think love is rest. A full stomach. A warm coffin. I'll protect you from everyone and everything. Were you told the lie that humans tell their children? That the only one who can take care of you is you? Yeah, well, it's foolish and wrong. Yes. If that were the case, we wouldn't have spirits or gods or magic. I am made to care for what's mine. And I will guard your heart and body better than you can. Just watch. Oh, I can't possibly take care of you. That is such a bold statement when my forest envelops you like a straitjacket. Sweet vampire. You say that because I sound too weak. Do the strong always sound strong? I think power whispers. But I like this conversation. We're going to have all kinds of things to talk about. You still think I'm a weak spirit? Ooh, are you trying to goad me? Do you want to see what your new captor looks like? I suppose I'm a hypocrite if I tell you that appearances mean nothing after I waxed poetic about your body since the moment you came to me. Fine. I'll indulge you. Look behind you. Ta-da! Look, look! I gave myself fangs like you. I'm pretty cute, huh? Though, maybe I should have made myself taller. I'm not sure I enjoy you looking down on me like this. Though, I am impressed. Yeah, you didn't lash out right away. Did you just shove me over? What a barbaric strategy. Of course you didn't get far. My trees are stronger than the city walls you're used to. I'm beginning to think you don't have much respect for nature. Or me. I'm hurt. I wouldn't move so quickly again, my love. That thing you feel poking into your back is a tree branch. It's close enough to a wooden stake, yes? Let me pick myself up and saunter over to you victoriously. Is this how it's going to be, though? Let me touch your cheek. No matter how much I try to protect you, you're going to try and escape me in my beautiful forest. Oh, such a defiant response. I would be careful, you know. You should make nice with me. Try and charm me. Because if you're going to hate me no matter what I do, then there's no reason to be gentle with you. I'm sweet to you because I want to be. Isn't that telling? I have power over you and I'm so kind. We'd make such a pretty picture, you know. My leaves wrapped around you, giving you a big hug from behind, your face looking upwards, exposing the long lines of your pretty throat. I wonder if your victims ever felt like that. Maybe this is karmatic. The universe wanted you to experience my love, to teach you a lesson. You are so beautiful, though. Your fangs, your shoulders, even your fingers. Everything is so lovely. Now. When was the last time someone more powerful swooned over you? Or when was the last time you spoke to someone who wasn't your victim? I got you there. I also got you physically. You can't leave. Oh, you're so cute. Why don't I put our relationship in human terms? Now that we're here, physical body to physical body. I'm like a suitor. I'm going to win your heart. But I'll give you a gift, because that's what suitors do. But you have to hug me. Come on. Oh, you're cool to the touch. This is so relaxing. Pay no mind to the trees. They're working on your gift. Tell me, sweet vampire, have you ever been in love before? Really? I want to hear about that once you're more comfortable with me. Part of the reason I like you is that you've lived long enough to have good stories to tell. You can turn around now. Do you like it? I thought dark wood would suit you. You must like it. Your jaw is hanging open ever so slightly. It makes me want to lick your lips. You're shocked? Well, why wouldn't I make you a beautiful coffin? I said I was going to take care of you, didn't I? It's made from enchanted mahogany and lined with silk, spun right here in the woods. You should sleep very soundly within it. You want to get inside? Of course you do. You must be tired. Being taken captive is exhausting, no doubt. There you go. What am I doing? I'm getting in with you, of course. I left just enough room for me to snuggle up to you. Guess it's a good thing I'm shorter, huh? There you go. I see your eyelids getting heavy. Do you remember what breathing felt like? Try and remember. I'll stay here with you. I don't have a magical red envelope that will keep your secret. But I have a magical forest. And you don't have to hide your nature here. I'll care for you and hug you. My precious vampire. I love you so much. Good night.